We have a first one item, action item is our agenda. Has everyone seen the agenda? I trust we have. I have a copy. Has everyone seen the agenda?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Good. Having seen the agenda, I asked the question, is there a motion to accept this agenda?
So moved. Tony Abbott.
Again.
Anyone seconding that motion?
Second.
Who, your name, please, if I'm sorry.
Eric Curl.
Eric Curl. Okay, second motion. The motion is properly moved and seconded. Now ask for a vote. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Yes. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? I hear aye, aye, but no opposition. So the motion has been carried. Now, our second item is down now to item two, action items. First thing is approval of December 9th, 2021 meeting. Everyone's had a chance to read the minutes. Have you read the minutes, everyone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, having read the minutes, is there a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion to approve. This is Eric.
Okay, can we identify ourselves when we say who's moving the supplement and who's seconding it?
Miley seconded.
Yeah. The Eric motion did the first motion.
Okay, okay. The motion has been properly moved and seconded. Now it's time for us to consider the motion. All those in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye.
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 Any opposition? No nays, no opposition. So the minute carries as well. That brings us down to another item on our action item. This is number two, approval of the fiscal year 2023. UPS. Would the staff give us a report on this?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Julie, I'd like to share my screen.
Good.
This is Mark. Please let me know when you can see my screen.
I don't see myself right now. Anyone sees the screen?
No, I can't see.
No.
Here can see it.
While Julie's working on that, Mr. Chairman, I think you have a new board member. Oh, it's Ms. Yolandra Shipp, so we need to welcome her to our committee.
I'd like, on behalf of the committee, welcome you. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, good evening. My name is Yolandra Shipp. I am excited to work with this group of people. I am a community activist, entrepreneur, business owner, an academic advocate by trade, a retired school teacher. So I'm just here to do what I need to do to help Savannah be a better city.
Well spoken. We appreciate that. You can help us by coming to all the meetings so we all never have this issue of not having a quorum.
Oh, bless your heart. I'll do the best I can.
We'll put us in the right direction. So once we get meet, we will actually do the right things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Still waiting on that screen share.
Oh, it's coming.
Is anyone?
You should be able to do that, Mark.
No, it says I have to ask you.
Sadly, you can't do that.
It says I have to ask the organizer to make me the presenter.
Is that Sally he's talking about? He's referring to you, right? As organizer, he's referring to you, correct?
Okay, can everyone see the screen now?
We see it now.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, perfect. Well, sorry for the delays, but we're up and moving now. And I see I've already got the wrong date on the cover slide, but other than that, it's pretty accurate. I'm presenting to you the draft fiscal year 2023 Unified Planning Work Program. This draft was first reviewed by this committee in December and endorsed to the Core MPO board. It is the proposed staff work program and budget for the Core MPO for fiscal year 2023, which begins July 1st of 2022. and it details staff budget and work projects in support of the federally mandated continuing cooperative and comprehensive transportation planning process. Again, covers funding, staff work, and budget allocations among our different work tasks. We work primarily under two federal planning grants that are allocated to us by formula through the Georgia DOT. The first is the Federal Highway Administration PL grant. The second is the Federal Transit Administration Section 5303 grant. Both of the grants require 20% local match, which is provided primarily by our local MPO members in the way of dues. In addition, GDOT does provide half of the local match for our FDA Section 5303 transit planning grant. A word on the funding, it can only be used for planning. This is, you know, this is not implementing projects. And any funds that we do not spend in a given fiscal year are forfeited. There is no rollover from one year to the next. For fiscal year 2023, we do not actually have a budget certain. We are operating on the assumption of flat funding. We do expect eventually that there will be hopefully more monies because of the amounts specified in the new transportation legislation that was passed in November. However, that funding will not flow to us as long as we are operating under a continuing resolution. So what we need in order for the Jobs Act to be fully implemented and for us to receive the additional funding under that act is for the federal government to resolve, I guess, rather the annual budget. Last that I checked, we were seeing a bill go in for another continuing resolution till the middle of March. So probably at least until mid-March, we'll be in this uncertainty. Worst case would be that they pass continuing resolutions through the end of the year, and then we've lost, you know, I guess an entire year of that potential funding. So we hope that doesn't happen. We'll continue to track that and to, you know, update our budgets as necessary. In addition, we are able from time to time to access discretionary PL funds. Those are essentially the same as any other PL funds, except they are funds that the Georgia DOT has essentially pooled at the end of each fiscal year. I try not to say confiscated, but each year when at the end of the year when MPO doesn't spend all of its funds, Georgia DOT has been accumulating those funds into a statewide pot of funding that we can apply for a couple of times a year. It's a competitive selection process. It does turn the formula funds into discretionary funds, which is probably the most important thing to know about that. The prioritization criteria favor required MPO planning products. However, the awards that have been observed really are just as much for non-required plans and studies, in my observation, since about 2016 when the process started. Applications are pre-screened by Georgia DOT and Federal Highway Administration staff who exercise a veto authority over anything that we apply for. And projects can be vetoed for reasons related to those projects or unrelated to those projects. They can veto projects if they feel like the MPO is behind on some other aspect of their work program. I've seen that happen in different areas around the state. Fortunately, it hasn't happened to us, but for virtually any reason that they feel is significant, they can reach in and prevent us from applying for those funds. So we try to make sure that the program is in good shape continuously. Awards are approved in March and September of each year by the PL Funds Review Committee, and those discretionary funds require 20% local match, which is normally provided by the project sponsor. There's a smaller amount of FTA Section 5303 transit planning funds that is available each year that require pre-application. That means for fiscal year 2023 funding, the window for that application closed in December when we applied for our regular formula funds. Those applications are reviewed and approved by GDOT. Again, requires 20% local match. So some recent discretionary awards that we have received include the current State Route 21 Access Management Study and the State Route 307 Corridor Study, which have been ongoing for the past year, both of which are nearing completion. In fiscal year 2022, actually last September, we received a funding nod for an update to the MPO freight plan, as well as a funding grant to develop an urban flooding model and related planning tools. Previously, we've done major interchange studies at the airport interchange and I-95, and also at I-16 and Little Neck Road, where the future Jimmy Dodge Parkway extension will tie in. So quite a bit of success in recent years pulling down additional funding to help our member agencies do some good planning work. The fiscal year 2023 UPWP development process is probably a bit longer than most people would expect. It actually began last April of 2021 when we developed transit planning tasks. In the fiscal year 2022 UPWP, we actually also include an illustrative 20 section that goes out one additional year to facilitate the application for the transit grant, because we have to do that so far ahead of time. So if you notice, we predict 2 years of transit planning task in the UPWP. We do a call for plans and studies, which is really the kickoff each fall for the development of the work program. Last fall, we received 4 requests from CAT for planning studies. Each fall, the MPO develops the draft UPWP. This past fall, that process took place in October and early November. We apply for our Section 5303 grant by December. The core MPO board and advisory committees review and endorse the draft UPWP in December. Then the draft UPWP was submitted to Federal Highway Administration and Georgia DOT for their review and comments on December 15th of last year. We received comments from Federal Highway Administration and Georgia DOT on January 18th and 19th, respectively. Those comments are included in Appendix C of the draft document attached to your agenda if you'd like to review them. Just to characterize those comments, we've been working since receiving the comments in mid-January to address the comments. They primarily involve things that we couldn't have rather really foreseen with certainty at the time the draft was developed. After the draft was completed in early November, Congress passed reauthorization legislation. They've asked that be incorporated into the draft, which of course we could not have predicted with certainty at the time the draft was put together. We've received 2021 planning emphasis areas early in January of this year, by way of Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations that published a December 30th, 2021 letter regarding the planning emphasis areas, encouraging our federal highway and FTA staff to work with MPOs to implement the 2021 planning emphasis areas. So those have been incorporated, although we had not received those at the time of the draft. Also, MPO staff, while we've been successful with securing quite a bit of discretionary PL funding for additional plans and studies, this time around, federal highway staff said, look, guys, you got a lot on your plate. We don't think you should apply for any additional plans and studies because you're already performing at a high level. You're doing a lot and, you know, almost to the point where we, you know, are wondering if you can get all this done next year. So basically, you're saying hold off in 2022-2023 applying for any additional planning funds. Now the comments didn't require any significant changes to staff work priorities or tasks since the draft. So in terms of substantive change, there's a lot of narrative changes, a lot of wording added to explain how the tasks that we were already planning to do meet the federal planning emphasis area requirements and meet the requirements or intent of the new transportation legislation. But we're still doing the same projects. The good news is we were on target with the draft. The final UPWP is being reviewed this month by the core MPO and advisory committees. We anticipate approval by the core MPO board next week at their meeting on the 23rd. The final fiscal year 2023 UPWP will then be transmitted to Federal Highway and GDOT. Guess what? They have to review it and approve it again. What we got before were just comments. They were not approval. So we have addressed those comments, hopefully successfully. And we look forward to receiving Federal Highway approval prior to June 30th, which will enable us to secure our funding contracts for next year in a timely manner. And that date is yet to be determined, but again, by the end of June, we expect. So our work priorities for 2023 include the 2050 MTP update. Also got a congestion management process update in the works that kicked off last fall. We'll be working on a freight plan update. We're currently in the process of securing a consulting firm to conduct that. Also the urban and regional flooding model that I mentioned earlier that we received funding not for last year. In addition, we will be taking a relook at the core MPO planning boundaries, a process we call reapportionment that happens every 10 years after the census data is released. And the MPO planning boundary and population is determined historically by the census urbanized area definitions. This time, the census will be providing urban area definitions, which is a slightly different thing, and the criteria have changed somewhat. Including counting of buildings, not just population. So they'll be looking at housing units, whether occupied or not, among some other changes that were proposed. So we're not quite sure what that's going to look like, but at a minimum, the MPO planning boundary will need to incorporate the 2020 census urban area as they define it for the Savannah urbanized area. So we expect that to be out this spring. Initially, they were saying summer, and then they moved it up to spring. So by the summer, we will be taking a relook at the MPO boundaries. If they change significantly, we may need to update committee membership and bylaws, but we'll have to wait and see what that looks like. a breakdown of all the planning tasks, we have a handful of major tasks, which is in the larger print: administration, public involvement, data collection, analysis and forecasting, transit planning, and systems planning. I'm having trouble locating on this table, but take my word for it, it's in there. In the work program, at least, I hope I don't have a mistake in the table. I'll have to check that, but systems planning, which would include things like the plan update. In addition, we have sections for special studies. We're doing the MPO freight plan update and the urban flooding model in the coming year. In addition, we awarded CRISA funds to the town of Pooler for US 80 corridor study. Since it's a planning study, we're including it in the work program, although the funding is COVID relief funding, which is not normally something that we see in the work program, but it's best practice to include all the planning activities, so that's why that is there. We have quite a list of unfunded special studies that are primarily requested by CAT and by Chatham County. Those are listed here. Again, we don't have a time frame for those. We would need to pursue funding, and at the direction of Federal Highway at the moment, we don't see requesting additional funding in the next year. So those would be somewhat longer term studies. This is a summary funding table. Again, this is could be subject to change because we're just operating under the assumption of flat funding for next year. It's possible that there could be some adjustment to these numbers at a later date. With that, the recommended action is we're requesting that the advisory committees review and endorse the proposed fiscal year 2023 Unified Planning Work Program to the core MPO board for their approval at their meeting next week. I'll be happy to take Any questions or comments, if there are?
Are there questions or comments? What we're being asked to do is to endorse this update.
Motion to endorse. This is Eric Curl.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Do we endorse this? Any further discussion before we get into it? Okay, let's now vote on this. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Any nays or any opposition at all? Not hearing any nays or opposition. The motion carries. We can move on to the next item, which is item three, federal 2002 amendment of fiscal year 21 to 24 TIF. Do you want to report on that? Did I skip something?
That should be Alicia.
Yeah, you missed number three.
You missed number three,
then. Oh, are we on the tip or title six?
Okay, let's do read that one then. Title three, federal. So we have the 2022 amendments to fiscal year 2000.
Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. So the one that we're on is above February. Yeah, the one above.
Title six plan.
Yes.
Okay, let's, you want to report on that for us?
Yeah, that one is me.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. All right, hello everyone. Today I'll just be briefly explaining the updates to the Title VI plan, and then at the end of that, ask for an endorsement. So there were three important additions to the Title VI plan. One, we added the updated GDOT concurrence letter. We also added Chinese and Vietnamese translated complaint forms and notices to the public. And we will be adding the minutes from the February 23rd, 2022 Core MPO meeting to the appendix of the Title VI plan. The Title VI plan with these updates has been attached to this agenda for your review. And we are asking for a motion to endorse the updates to the Title VI plan.
So moved. Can we have it?
Seconded, please. Yeah, second. Anyone second this motion?
Second, Eric Curl.
Okay. Abbott moved and Curl seconded. All those in favor of this motion say aye.
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 Any more ayes? Now, any chance for any nays? There are no nays, so the motion carries. This is, you've got our endorsement. Now we go on to, is that number three there? Number four, I'm sorry. Approval of the fiscal year 2023. Okay. Will someone report on that, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Alicia Hunter. Okay, so this staff report is going to outline the proposed amendments to the fiscal year 2021 through 2024 TIP, and the TIP is the MPO's current short-range planning document, and the MPO received one TIP amendment request in January, and this came from the Savannah Airport Commission, and the request was to add a project scoping phase to the fiscal year 2022 for I-95 at Airways Avenue and Pooler Parkway interchange. And this is the only TIP amendment, so it's actually pretty easy. So staff is recommending to the committee to endorse the February 2022 TIP amendments.
Any questions?
That's it.
Thank you, very brief. You heard that, go ahead.
Yes. Could you elaborate a little bit on that additional project? Again, what is it?
It's for the I-95 at Airways Avenue Pooler Parkway interchange. They're starting off the scoping phase with it. The Savannah Airport Commission is working with GDOT to get this project kicked off and moving.
And
I'm not sure about the specifics on that, but we will have more information and updates as it is progressing. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Those in favor of this motion?
Aye. Do we have a motion, Mr. Chairman?
I'm asking for a motion, really. You're right to point that out. There's no motion.
I move that we recommend this action.
Okay, so that's your motion. A seconded for a motion? Anyone want to second that motion?
Second, Eric Curl.
Okay, so it's been properly moved and seconded. We endorse this. What we'd like to do now is to vote on this matter. All those in favor say yay or yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is two. Any others? Okay, so we at least have some support for it. Any opposition to it at all? Not hearing any opposition. The motion carries without opposition. Moving on to status reports. Is there any status reports for us?
We do not have any status reports.
What about now agency reports?
And we do not have agency or any other business. And there's no public comments at this time. And then the notices sections is for informational purposes. So that's there if anyone's interested in any of those projects that they're working on. You can review the information that they provide. And if you do have any questions, you can let us know and we'll get in contact with them so we can get those figured out for you.
Okay. We're properly approaching the end of our meeting. So if you have no request for an explanation of any business that comes under notice, we're going to probably close this meeting out. Anyone have anyone to say anything about any of this? We have 9. Any questions about any of that?
I'm fine.
You said you have a question?
No, I said I'm fine.
You're fine. That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. I guess everyone else is fine as well. That being the case, we've come to the point in our meeting where we can consider adjourning this meeting. Before we do that, let us note the fact that we have a meeting scheduled for our next meeting, that is to say. I'm looking for us. I lost my page. Okay. What's our next meeting?
Our next meeting will be April 14th at 5:30.
Okay. You heard that. We have a scheduled meeting for April 14th at 5:30. That being the case, we can now adjourn our meeting. Thanks for coming. Look forward to seeing you next time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone.